In 2026, we want to bring you something quite different here on Community Connections. We're joining forces with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra in a collaboration which we hope will last right through the year, where we'll be finding out more in focus about the sort of work that they're doing. And I'm very pleased to say that we're kicking things off in 2026 by welcoming the Associate Musician for Somerset, based within the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, Zoe Palmer. Welcome and a happy new year to you.
Thanks, Andrew, and to you.
You've been with the BSO for a while now. Tell us what your role generally involves.
So I'm an associate musician, which is basically a musician and music leader who works on community projects based in wellbeing settings in and around Somerset. So we do a lot of collaborations at Dorset County Hospital, and we work at the Balsam Centre and at a place called ARC, which is a wonderful setting.
I think what a lot of people may not realise, and perhaps we can bring this out as we go through the year, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra are about so much more than just Bournemouth, aren't they? You really do go out and about.
Yes, that's right. So, I mean, I travel, as I said just now, I travel all around Somerset to different locations, and the orchestra itself travels as far north, I think, as Bristol, and then all the way down into Cornwall. So there's a large span of the country that we cover between us, and there's quite a few associate musicians on the books who are doing that work and who are specialists in their different areas covering those locations.
Is there a real desire for the type of music that you're performing throughout the Southwest? I'm guessing there is.
I hope so. I mean, it feels like there is when we're out and about. We always receive a very warm welcome. People are usually really happy to see us. I mean, and when I've done work with the full orchestra and doing concerts, performed concerts, presented concerts, it's really, for many people, it's the first time they've seen a full orchestra. So it's quite an exciting experience for people to have that orchestra come into their communities and to really feel the force of music in its glory, in its full glory, with 90 players together playing. It's wonderful.
It's such a sound, isn't it? It really lifts you off your feet normally.
It does, yeah.
One of the events that you're involved with is Time Together. That's based in Wincanton, which isn't that far from us. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that and how it supports people in the community?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, Time Together is a music making workshop, I guess, and sessions for mothers who are feeling low after the birth of their child. So, some of these are first time mothers, some of these are mothers who've already had children. It's in collaboration with the Balsam Centre in Wincanton and the Octagon in Yeovil. And it's an 8-week series of sessions where we get together and we make music, a lot of singing involved. A lot of listening involved, and a lot of chatting and tea and cake involved, or tea and biscuits. And really just together creating a space where mums have an opportunity to really create a community for their own well-being through music. So the music is a scaffold on which we get together and allow their nervous systems, I guess, to kind of co-regulate and to help them feel lifted, hopefully, by the sessions and by the music.
Music is such a good medicine, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. And obviously, we need to always think about how individual people have different preferences. So we never go in and make assumptions about what people want to listen to. So there's a lot of co-creation and collaboration in the room where we're asking the mums, what do you like listening to? What did you listen to as a child? And how can we work with that music together? So we're not just putting our own ideas onto them. It's really coming from the group itself.
It's a collaborative approach from everybody in the room, then.
That's right. It's a collaborative approach, really co-creating the atmosphere and the repertoire together.
Mothers that are coming along, they obviously all have a different backstory. Some may be confident, some may be nervous. How do you work with them to bring the potential out of all of them?
Well, that's a really good question. It's the first session when we get together, as you say. A lot of mums are quite nervous. It might be might be feeling very isolated. They might be feeling a lot of shame around their emotions. They might not have bonded in that with their baby in the way that society tells them they should be bonded. They might not feel natural love for their baby, even for some mothers. And so they're carrying a lot. They bring a lot into the room. And so we're taking a trauma-informed approach to creating a space that feels really safe. And so we're really trying to give them permission to just be themselves. themselves, the fullness of themselves. And whilst it's not a therapy session, what the music does is it allows the mums to just rest and relax and breathe again in what can be a very stressful and tiring moment in their lives.
They can bring their babies with them.
Yes, they bring their babies with them, but we try and keep the focus on the mums and not the babies, which is contrary to a lot of music does for mums with young babies. Actually, usually it's the other way around. And what we do is we try and focus on the mums and say, "Happy mum, happy baby." So if we know the mums are feeling good through the music, we know that will be a benefit to the babies as well.
The music that you work with, is it BSO type music, or will you introduce all types depending on what the mothers want or would like?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we try and weave through some of the repertoire from the BSO. So we might have some of that playing as the mums come into the room, for example. But the sessions themselves, yes, they're very much co-created with the mums. I mean, we start by giving them repertoire, and that can come from anywhere in the world, that repertoire. And we try and use a wide range of languages and styles and idioms. But then we do, as we go along, we're really trying to gather things from the mums so that we're encouraging them to tell us more about their lives and share more about their lives and to remind them of what they love and the music that gives them comfort.
And this is all confidential within the confines of the group.
That's right, yeah. So it's a confidential space. And so whatever happens in the room stays in the room. Yeah, we share our stories in the space, but they don't travel out of the space.
I guess what you're trying to achieve as well is to give confidence to the mothers there, to make friends with each other and create their own groups when they leave, their own friendship groups.
That's exactly it. So music has this wonderful ability to bring people together, as we know. And in the best case scenario with these projects, what we see by the end of the 8 weeks is sometimes they've set up their own WhatsApp group. They start gathering together in one of the mum's houses and doing their own singing groups led by if one of the mums is particularly confident, she might take the repertoire and lead the sessions herself, which is fantastic. We also have a portal via the BSO website where they can access what we call field recordings from the sessions, so complete with baby sounds and cooing and interruptions. And the idea is that they can use these to sing along with at home and listen to them once they've left the sessions, and also bring other family members in because it's really important that the whole family constellation is involved. So partners, if they're around, husbands, other partners, and grandmothers and grandfathers, and whoever else is around, they can get involved in singing as well.
When we get older, we do tend to look back and think of people who've had an impact on our lives. Maybe in my case, my scout leaders, I know teachers as well. How does it feel to you to think that in a few years' time, you will be one of those people that your mothers are talking about as being influential in their lives?
Oh gosh, I never think of it. I never think of it like that. But I just hope that I can make them remember what's authentic to them, I guess, at this point in their lives. And yeah, I never think of it. I would never think of it in that way because we're a team as well. There's a big team of musicians. I'm one of three people who are in the room holding the musical space and creating the musical world for the participants and with them. So it's really very much a team effort. So yeah.
Do you have a maximum number of people that you can have in each session? And how would my listeners, if they are interested, find out more information? Bearing in mind that you are operating in Somerset, are you open to people coming over the border, or is there a similar group that operates in Dorset?
Good question. As far as I'm aware, the BSO, we don't have a similar group in Dorset yet, but watch this space. That would be a question for Lucy Warren, who I believe you spoke with a few weeks ago. So yes, if they want to get involved, best thing is to have a look on the website, on the BSO website, participate website, and contact Sue Sharp, the manager of the health and wellbeing programs for the BSO, and participate. We tend to say 15 is a kind of maximum number for these sessions. We like to keep the space as quite intimate, and so we can give people that one-on-one attention as well as attending to the needs of the group. So yeah, it's quite an intimate group, but large enough to make a great sound when they get going.
Is there a charge, Zoe?
No, it's free of charge.
But there's tea and cake.
There's tea and cake, yes.
I think
Definitely.
I think that in itself is promising, and tea and cake will often start a conversation going. Zoe Palmer, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for kicking off this year's collaboration with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. We very much look forward to speaking to you maybe again and your colleagues. Can I thank you and wish you the very, very best for the group going forward? Time together. More information, of course, just Google the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. Zoe Palmer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Andrew.